All right, here we are with Don LaFever and Kyle Smolin. Kyle's from Mount Vision, Don from Norwich, of course. Don's got a bunch of victories under his belt, a bunch of races under his belt with the Clinton. And I was just wondering here how Kyle and Don hooked up. Kyle, how did you hook up with this guy right here, who, by the way, is probably in the best shape for... How old are you, Don?
Only 74.
74 years old. This man is unbelievable, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a blessing. My uncle Tom Smolin actually knew him when he worked for the Penny Saver. They worked together. And, you know, I'd heard many stories, so I figured, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to reach out and see if he'd be willing to be my partner. And the rest has been done today.
Well, that's awesome. How did you like paddling with Kyle?
Kyle's very, very good for an amateur and rookie. Not know a lot. He catches on and he listens to everything I told him, and that's very important.
Well, you know, how many races have you done, Kyle?
My second, last year and this year.
All right. Well, not bad. Two races, one victory. Absolutely. Don, 8:59:58. What do you think of the time?
I thought it was pretty close to that. I don't know. It's really hard to tell with the water levels. You can, you know, guess at it or whatever. And once we got a comfortable lead, we didn't push it. So, you know, because I paddled more than twice as many hours today as I had in practice, any one practice. You know?
Well, what about the headwind? Everybody's talking about the headwind today.
Well, it was very, very strong. A couple times I had looked at the banks, people were still moving.
Wow. That's a strong headwind. Kyle, now, what about the future? You're a rookie at this and all that. Would you like to do it with Don again?
As long as he'll have me, absolutely. Absolutely, but I'm sure his list is quite long as to those that are knocking on his door. So I'm not the only one, I'm sure.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
All right, 38, and you only got into this a couple of years ago.
Right. My family did it. My uncle, like I said, he's got 12 finishes. So it was kind of the passing of the torch, you know. A little bit of pressure from... Well, somebody's got to do it.
I was wondering, I was going to say, how did you just at 38 decide, or at 36, yeah, decide you were going to do it?
Well, you know, it's an extreme challenge. So, you know, for my children to see me do it, I had fond memories of, you know, watching my uncle do it, my father do it growing up. And to me, it's important to give them something like that. So, yeah.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thanks.
Don, always a pleasure to talk to you, and you always do a wonderful job out there on that river.
Yeah, well, another thing I like to comment to the radio station, you guys do a tremendous job covering this race and interviewing the people and coverage all the way down, and to me it's a tremendous asset for our community for you to do this also, not just us as paddlers.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Right. You're welcome.
Don LaFever and Kyle Smolin, there they are, the winners of the Men's Recreation C4 and 8 hours, 59 minutes, 58 seconds.